Hello everyone. Happy Tuesday. Yes, it's Tuesday, not Thursday today. I've been a little behind on recording podcast episodes, and since I figured a lot of you are at home right now, because of the coronavirus and everything's getting canceled right now and whatnot, I thought it would be a good idea now to do an episode today. Now, this is a special episode. This episode is specifically for those of you who are bored at home or wherever you are, because you're stuck inside or you don't really have much places to go. I will have my regularly scheduled episode on Thursday, and that will follow our normal structure where I talk about everything happening in the world of pop culture. Of course, not much is going on at the moment, but it's okay. I'll find something to talk about. Definitely, I will be talking about Elite Season 3 on Thursday. I was like, what day? But yeah, this episode I thought would be fun to do. A lot of what I'm going to be talking about in this episode is things you can do while you're at home. I know a lot of people are disappointed that things are getting canceled or, just in general are practicing social distancing and not wanting to go out to public places, as well as a lot of public places are closed for the time being. So I wanted to make this special episode. First of all, this episode in itself can serve as some entertainment for you. And second of all, I have a whole list of things you can do and all kinds of fun stuff. I did decide that today, I am not going to do an ad for this episode. So I know we always have a pre-recorded ad and then I kick off the episode, but for two reasons. One, you guys are already probably bored enough, so I won't bore you anymore with a pre-recorded ad. And two, I have been a little behind in podcast episodes, so I think it's only fair if I kind of give you guys a little something. So today, no ad. We're just going to get into it. So the first thing I want to talk about is before I'm going to get into like all the fun things you can do, and I'm going to have a lot of recommendations for movies and TV shows and books. But first, there's a few things I want to talk about. The first thing is just that I know for some people the coronavirus is scary. I also know that I have international listeners, and some countries are dealing with it more than others. I know some countries are on like a total lockdown. I know even some states now are on total lockdown. So, I wanted to just say, yes, it is scary, but the best thing you can do at the moment is take your precautions, self-quarantine. That's why a lot of places are closed. They are encouraging you to kind of just stay home, social distancing. If you have to go out into public, which obviously at some point you probably have to go to the grocery store or anything like that, just practice your social distancing, no shaking hands or anything like that at the moment. That's really the best thing that we can do to stop the spread and kind of like, I don't want to say end because it's not likely that it'll end completely, but to kind of help this pandemic to die down. Let me see. Also, just remain calm. I know that, for many people, this can be a stressful time. A lot of people panic, and there's a lot of news going around and different things. Try your best to remain calm. It's a bit easier said than done, but I just wanted to emphasize that because going into panic mode isn't going to help anybody. Another thing I wanted to mention is stockpiling, and a lot of people are doing this right now. And keep in mind, more than likely, grocery stores will remain open. As far as I know, in the United States, even if there is a total government shutdown, they are going to have the grocery stores remaining open. So take that into consideration. Make sure you only buy what you need. I know a lot of things are sold out right now, but if we all do our part by buying only what we need, then it'll just make things easier on everyone. Another thing I wanted to mention is take this as an opportunity for good deeds. I've heard a lot of really good things about people helping the elderly to buy groceries because maybe they don't want to go out. The elderly are more susceptible to severe symptoms of coronavirus if they catch it. So take this as an opportunity for good deeds. If you know your friend can't find Kleenex or, you know, toilet paper and you find extra that you don't need, go ahead and share it with them. If you see somebody just really panicked, put them at ease, talk to them, you know, explain the facts, and just take a moment to calm them down. Just take this time as an opportunity for good deeds. You know, being kind isn't hard, so do that. Or if you know, you know, your friend's really lonely because they are not leaving their house right now or they are not allowed to, give them a simple FaceTime call or a text. You know, any little gesture or deed can go a long way, especially specifically for the elderly, but in general, you know, just take this as a time for good deeds. Also, I want to give some tips. So first of all, during this free time, I'm going to be giving you guys a lot of suggestions of things you can do, recommendations for books and movies and stuff, like I said, but I want to really, really suggest staying off of social media. So this doesn't mean you have to completely stay off of social media, but with all this extra time, I really recommend being productive in some kind of a way, or even if you're literally just binge watching shows and taking naps, it's fine. But as always, not just during this time, I really recommend limiting social media use. Social media in general can be very toxic and very fake, but right now specifically, there's a lot of fake news circulating, and that contributes to people panicking. And, you know, just stay off of social media if you can. I'm not saying completely. I know there's a lot of good things on social media as well, and especially if you're using it as a way to stay connected with your friends during this time of social distancing, then that can be a good thing. Just, you can always set screen time, and that'll limit your social media time, or you can just kind of limit yourself, and especially if you see something that is just causing you to panic, or it's just a lot of things that seem fake or anything like that, just get off. One form of social media that I really hated a few months ago and I've recently become pretty addicted to, though, is TikTok. And if you feel the need to be on your phone or on social media, this is the one form of social media that I do recommend. Of course, there's other ways to be on your phone without social media, but TikTok is one form of social media that I do recommend. It's lighthearted. It's very much, unlike other social media platforms, tailored to your personal interests and stuff like that. So if you must be on social media, that's the form I would recommend. However, if you just want to be on your phone and it's not like social media, it's just like a you feel the need to be on your phone kind of thing, because I totally get that, there's a lot of productive apps. So YouTube is a great one. You can use YouTube for so much if you want to watch funny videos. I love watching interviews of like my favorite celebrities. I don't know if anyone else likes to do that. And then of course you can use YouTube to learn new skills. I have learned, you know, I don't want to say I have not learned languages from YouTube, but I've learned words in different languages, and you can definitely learn an entire language from YouTube. I've learned how to play songs on my keyboard, and or you can really learn any instrument. So there's so much fun things you can do on YouTube, and especially learning new skills and being productive is great as well. Now, another thing I want to address is that I realize a lot of schools are getting canceled, and what's happening is that schools are moving online. I know for my personal school, this week we have an extra week of spring break because our spring break was last week. And next week we begin online school. So some tips for online school. If you don't have a designated class meeting time, maybe you're just doing all your work through some kind of like Blackboard or Canvas or something like that, then really just set aside times. Like if you can do your work at the time that your class would be at, a lot of calendars, planners, all that kind of stuff. There's apps for your phone that you can get for calendars as well. And my best recommendation would just be treat your online class like if it was a real school class and you were having to go in person. If you are on like Zoom or something where you are face to face, wake up at the time you would wake up for your class, get ready as if you were going to class. All this will just get you into like the school mode, and it'll be really, really helpful. So those are my tips for that. Now, I am going to get to my recommendations of things to do. I know I keep saying I am, but I really am. But first off, I want to say that I really feel for all of you who are experiencing cancellations of anything. My sister's dance competition was canceled, and her competition team isn't sure if they'll get to do any more competitions this season. So I really feel for all of you. I know a lot of you are maybe seniors in high school or even in college, and I know things are getting canceled left and right, whether that be dance competitions, theater productions, choir performances, anything like that. And I just want to, I can't do much. I was trying to think of something I could do to, you know, make up for that and to kind of help you all, because I know that if this had been my senior year of high school, or even, you know, if I was a senior in college already, I would be very disappointed. And I know that personally, like, I'm wondering if my dance recital is going to get canceled, and there's a lot of, you know, questions up in the air right now. So if you have any dance competitions, theater productions, choir performances, anything at all that got canceled, and you want to send me a video of a performance or anything that you would have done but you aren't anymore, you can email that to simplykennedypodcast@gmail.com. I will put it up on my Facebook page, and at least share it with the world. I know it's not much, it's all I can offer, but hopefully that'll, you know, make up for it in some way to you guys, because I totally feel like it's unfair, you know? Obviously, it's something we can't control, but it's unfair. So if you want to send that to any videos of anything that got, like, performances you would have done that got canceled or anything like that, I would love to see them. If you don't want me to post them, that's fine too, but if you want to just share them with me, I would really like that. You can just send me your name, your video, and then if you want to send me any other information at all, I would love that, like, when it was supposed to be, what got canceled, you know, anything like that. Okay, finally getting into what I've been talking about for the entire episode, is fun activities to do. Now, I know all of us are bored right now. Now, for me, this would normally be my spring break anyway. Well, it wouldn't. Actually, last week was, but I have another week. But I'm definitely going to be stuck in my house for a long time, you know, given the online classes and whatnot. Honestly, I'm expecting to not go back to school for the rest of the semester. So, yeah, I know a lot of us are going to be bored. So here are, first of all, just some random suggestions of things, and then I'll get into my, like, recommendations of books and movies and shows. But first of all, just some fun activities that I have heard of that I wanted to share with you guys are the Met Opera is live streaming operas for free all of this week. So if you want more info on that, I believe you can go to their website, and I think that's really cool, you know. Okay, and then there's a lot of, for those of you who are dancers, I personally am a dancer, I take ballet and jazz and tap and all this kind of stuff. If your studios are closing because of, you know, everything is basically closing right now, or if you just want something to do during the day, and maybe your studio isn't even closed in the afternoon, but during the day you have nothing to do, a lot of places are live streaming dance classes. You can definitely look those up. But Ballet Nova is one that I have seen. They are on Facebook. They're doing Facebook live streams of dance classes. They have everything from ballet to jazz for all levels, all ages. They were literally doing a ballet class for ages 50 and up earlier today. So definitely check that out. This is something that's happening today, but I thought I would still mention it anyway. There's going to be a High School Musical and Musical: A Series watch party. So basically, Joe Serafini, who plays Seb on High School Musical and Musical: A Series, and Frankie Rodriguez, who plays Carlos, are going to be watching the series from episode 1 to episode 10. And then they're going to be, like, doing Twitter commentary and stuff like that. So if you want to watch along with them, that starts today at, I'm only remembering in my time zone, I can't remember in other time zones, but it is 1 p.m. Central Time. So convert that to your time zone. And then another thing I've seen is a lot of museums are doing virtual tours right now, which I think is super cool. Definitely you have to look up which museums you're interested in and see if they're doing virtual tours, but a lot of them are, so definitely check that out. All right, now I'm moving on to my recommendations, and I'm going to start with shows and movies. I'm just going to throw them into one category. I kind of separated everything by platform. I know most of us use streaming services. I personally don't really watch TV. So the first is my favorite streaming service. Y'all already know, Disney Plus. So I have just some different recommendations of things to watch on there. My first recommendation would be to have a DCOM or Disney Channel Original movie marathon. So you can watch High School Musical, Camp Rock, the Lizzie McGuire movies, any other like Disney Channel Original movie. I think that would be a super fun thing to do. And with watching all those movies, you will take up a lot of time and you will just like have hours of something to do, which is great. Another recommendation I have for Disney Plus is to watch some of their Disney Plus original series. Like I said already, High School Musical, the musical series, even if you're not doing the watch party, you can watch that obviously at any time. I highly recommend it. You could even do like a whole High School Musical binge. Start with the three movies, Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure, move on to the High School Musical, the musical series. Another Disney Plus original is Diary of a Future President. Now, I personally have not seen it. I actually plan on watching it this week, but I've heard great things about it. So if you want to do a Disney Plus original binge, you can watch that series as well. And there's also a ton of other Disney Plus original series. Those are some of my recommendations, though. You can also do an old Disney binge marathon, so shows and series. That's a Raven, Hannah Montana, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Lizzie McGuire, Wizards of Waverly Place. There's a ton of other shows on there, so definitely a binge marathon. You can definitely pick like a different show for, or like you could literally divide it up to where you have so like you have something to do every day, so you could watch. You could make a list of shows, watch one season per day or one show per day. That'll take up a ton of time. Another thing you can do is an MCU movie marathon on Disney Plus. Now, some MCU movies are still on Netflix, so just know you're not going to be able to watch every single MCU movie, but you can watch as many as you can from Disney Plus. Or if you want to do both the Disney Plus and Netflix MCU movies, you totally can do that as well. Again, I think even with both platforms, they still do not have all the MCU movies, but you can watch as many as you possibly can. Another thing you can do is a Disney Princess movie marathon. All the Disney Princess movies, as well as the sequels, which a lot of you probably have not seen, are available on Disney Plus. So that's a great thing that you can watch. You can literally, or if you just want to watch the original movies, that's cool too, but you can definitely watch the sequels and it might be interesting if you've never seen them before. This kind of goes hand in hand with the whole Disney Princess thing, but Frozen 2 is now available on Disney Plus, and the really cool thing is that it wasn't supposed to come out on Disney Plus for another 3 months, but because of everything that's happening, they decided to put it on Disney Plus 3 months early so that people who are bored can go on and watch it. So that's really cool. Another one of my movie recommendations for Disney Plus is Fantasia. It's really long, so you'll be able to take up quite a bit of time watching it. I just love the movie, the visuals, the music, everything about it is great. So if you haven't seen that, or even if you have, I definitely recommend it. And then there are some movies that you wouldn't necessarily expect to be on Disney Plus. So like we've got Princess Diaries 1 and 2, which I guess are very Disney if you think about it. So maybe you would expect them to be on there, but that's a highly recommendation of mine because it's a really good movie. I like the first one a lot, but the second one's really good too. Cheaper by the Dozen is also on Disney Plus. It's not originally Disney, but for some reason it's on Disney Plus. And yeah, it's only the first one. I personally like the second movie better, but it is a really good movie, and a lot of people don't realize it's on Disney Plus, so definitely recommend that. Another one that you wouldn't expect to be on Disney Plus is Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Love that movie. No. Imagine. No, I hate that movie so bad. It's the worst book adaptation ever, but Disney now owns the rights to it, or to the movie as well, because I didn't used to own the movie. So you can watch that if you want to compare it to the book and give yourself something to torture yourself with. No, honestly, if you're not thinking, oh, the phone is ringing, that never happens, I'm so sorry. If you're not thinking about the books and how horrible of a book adaptation it is, it's not a terrible movie. But yeah, moving on to Netflix. Y'all already know I love the To All the Boys series, To All the Boys I Loved Before, so you can watch the first and the second movie back to back, or if you just want to rewatch the second, or if maybe you haven't even seen the second one because it just came out last month, that's something you can do. One of my favorite movies on Netflix that I literally cannot get tired of is Always Be My Maybe. It is so funny. I definitely recommend, if you haven't seen it, watch it. If you have seen it, why aren't you watching it again? It is really funny. So definitely recommend that. That's literally, like I said, one of my favorite movies on Netflix. And another one of my favorite movies on Netflix is Into the Spider-Verse. Y'all already know that was my favorite movie of the last decade, which is insane. Wait, was that my favorite? I don't know. Go back and listen to my New Year's Eve episode and remind me if that was my favorite. If it wasn't, it's definitely my top three. Honestly, the visuals, it's like an actual comic book. Like, it's insane. I love that movie so much. Go back and watch that. You could also, I just thought of this. This isn't even in my notes of what I was going to say, but you could literally watch like all the three Spider-Man remakes and then Into the Spider-Verse. And if you're a comic book reader like me, you can spend a lot of your time reading comic books during this time as well. Another one of my fave Netflix movies is Another Cinderella Story. That is the version with Hilary Duff. I know there's so many different Cinderella Story movies now. They also have the new Christmas one with Laura Morano, but personally I prefer the Hilary Duff one, Another Cinderella Story. It's really good, pretty iconic early 2000s movie. Another thing is Elite Season 3, or Elite, depends how you say it. It's the show from Netflix España, Netflix Spain. It's so good, Season 3. Honestly, I love the series, the show in general, but Season 3 was really good. There's a big plot twist that I'm not going to talk about, at least not today. Maybe Thursday I'll come back with spoilers, but yeah, you can. There's 8 episodes. They're about 45 minutes each, so that'll give you something to do. Highly, highly recommend it. I finished it in like less than a day, so this is awkward. But yeah, and also the great thing about it is there's so much details in it that literally I could go back and rewatch the entire series, or at least the third season, and probably catch things I hadn't caught before. Another show I recommend is Gossip Girl. There's like 7 seasons of it. Gossip Girl is one of those binge-worthy shows that I have no problems rewatching over and over again. And again, I've rewatched that series so many times, and I still catch little details, or I always find new outfits that I'm like, wow, I love that. So definitely recommend that for a good Netflix binge. Another thing you can watch back-to-back, and there's several episodes of each, so you'll take up a lot of time, is Glow Up and Next in Fashion. They're both competition shows. One is a makeup competition, the other is a fashion competition, so they kind of go hand in hand. I really recommend those two shows. I haven't heard a lot of people hyping them up, but I promise they are so worth watching. And then just some random series recommendations. Victorious, which is a Nickelodeon show. I know a lot of people were watching it when it first came out on Netflix a few months ago. And it's old. I mean, it didn't just come out on Netflix. It was on Nickelodeon before. But when it was released on Netflix, people were watching it. It's actually a good show, even though it's probably meant for like a younger audience. I know a lot of people my age are watching it, or even older. So go back and watch that. If you haven't seen Cheer on Netflix, why haven't you seen Cheer on Netflix? Seriously, the whole world has seen it. Why haven't you seen it? Definitely go watch that. And I also just wanted to say, and there's like a 0% chance that anybody from Cheer on Netflix is listening to my podcast right now, but I really do feel for them. I just want to send them all the love in the world, because Daytona and CA Nationals were canceled. And for some of them, like Ladarius and Gabby, this was their last chance to compete at Daytona. So it's a difficult situation. And I'm curious if there'll be a season 2 because of that. But I really do feel for them either way. So yeah. Spinning Out. Now, here's a warning for Spinning Out. There's kind of a cliffhanger at the end of season 1, and Netflix is not renewing them for a season 2, so if that's going to anger you, don't watch it. But otherwise, it's a really good series, and I wish there was a season 2, but, you know, take that up with Netflix. And last but not least, Dance Academy. It's kind of an older show. It is an Australian show, so there's accents. That's always fun. It's about ballet in a ballet school, and as a dancer, I really love the show. But even if you're not a dancer, I think it's a really interesting show that you might enjoy as well. All right, moving on to some Hulu recommendations. You could literally binge Blackish, Mixedish, and Grownish, and you will literally have something to do like all day long, because that's three series. Blackish has a ton of seasons, Grownish has three seasons, Mixedish only has one, but like you'll still have a lot to do. They're good shows, entertaining family shows. Modern Family season 10, this is the last season. You can literally binge all 10 seasons, or you can just binge the 10th season or catch up on it if you haven't caught up on it. Another show from Hulu that I really recommend is Party of Five. If you have not seen that show, be ready for your heartstrings to be pulled and for tears to just fall out of your eyes, because it's a really emotional show. This one, it's not old because the final season came out in December, but it is a little bit of an older show. But Marvel's Runaways, if you have not seen that show, if you like the MCU, if you like any of the Marvel shows, or if you're just looking for something good to watch, Marvel's Runaways, binge watch all three series. Do it, trust me. And then go read the comics, because like, come on, seriously. And last but not least, from Hulu, you can watch, they have a lot of the Food Network shows, so like Chopped, Cupcake Wars, Guy's Grocery Games. I personally love to watch these Food Network competitions sometimes, so if you're interested in that, definitely go check that out. Those are like the three main streaming platforms that I want to talk about as far as shows and movies. But real quick, I do want to mention that Prime Video has a ton of Broadway musicals as well. So if you want to watch something fun that's not necessarily like a TV show or a movie, Prime Video has Newsies, which Newsies is also available on Disney Plus, both the musical, like the Broadway musical version, and the movie version. So Newsies, Peter Pan, Into the Woods, Billy Elliot, Falsettos, Company, and Rent are all available on Prime Video. If you love musicals as much as I do, definitely go watch those. I also think a few different musicals were doing like live streams or something, so definitely look into that. And also, Universal is releasing some of their movies on demand. Obviously, a lot of movie theaters have closed, or even if they're open, like, nobody's going to want to go. So, instead, they are bringing the movies to your house, which is a really cool thing. I'm not sure if you're going to have to pay for them. I don't know that information. I just know that Universal is releasing the movies on demand. I feel like you are going to have to pay for them. I'm not sure. But, like, Trolls 2 was supposed to come out, I believe, April 17th. They moved it up to April 12th, and you'll be able to watch it from home, which is super cool, especially if there's, like, younger children in your house. That's something super fun that they can watch. Last but not least, I wanted to leave you guys with a few book recommendations. So the book I'm currently reading is Full Circle by Andrea Barber, and for those of you who don't know, she is Kimmy from Full House, or she played Kimmy on Full House and Fuller House. It's a really interesting book about her life, and I love all these kind of like autobiographies and everything like that. Really good book, highly recommend it. Obviously, my favorite book series of all time, The Hunger Games. And don't forget, The Hunger Games prequel book is coming out in May. So if you want to reread, or if you've never read The Hunger Games, go read those right now. You should definitely read them. Also, my original favorite book series, which Hunger Games is still my superior favorite book series of all time, but my original fave are the Percy Jackson and the Heroes of Olympus series, and basically anything by Rick Riordan, because he has so many book series now, and I've been trying to keep up, but honestly, I haven't. But Percy Jackson and Heroes of Olympus, such good book series. And honestly, like, I feel like these are marketed more as like children's books, but they're like, you can read them at any age, honestly. Especially Heroes of Olympus, I feel like, is a little bit more advanced. The To All the Boys book trilogy, you can do a movie binge. Obviously, the third movie is not out yet, but you can watch the first two movies and then read the books, or vice versa. Compare them. Super fun thing to do. And then last but not least, One Day at Disney. It is a lot more of like a visual book, but there is a lot of reading in it as well. I do recommend that as well. And that book is really cool because it goes with these short episodes of One Day at Disney that are on Disney Plus. So basically the book features different people doing different jobs at Disney, and then there's short episodes about people featured in the book that come out every week on Disney Plus, which are super cool. And last but not least, and I didn't even write this in my notes, but I just want to say, if you can't go out to the bookstore, or if you don't have books that you want to read right now, ebooks are always a good option as well. Just a reminder of that. And yeah, that is all my recommendations. I hope, first of all, you're staying safe. Just make sure you're washing your hands, not touching your face. I know that's difficult for some of us. I tend to touch my face a lot, which is really bad of me. But, you know, washing your hands, not touching your face, practicing social distancing, staying calm, all that kind of good stuff. I really do hope that soon things will return to normal. I hope that this is something that just dies down and doesn't affect too many people. I'm sending out all my love and positivity to you guys during this difficult time. And yeah, that's it for today's episode. I will be here Thursday. Thursday we're doing a regularly scheduled episode, so please don't forget to tune in. Don't miss that. I would love to for you guys to tune in. And last but not least, as you guys know, I end every episode with some shameless self-promotion. So if you want to follow me on social media, I have Facebook, that is Kennedy C Media. Go ahead and give that page a like. Instagram is going to be KennedyC_blog. And I don't use it that much, but if enough of you follow me, maybe I'll start using it. I have a TikTok now. I've had it actually for a while, but I started making TikToks. So, Why don't I even know my username? I want to say it's Kennedy_OMG, but let's verify that before I give you guys the wrong, username. Yeah, Kennedy_OMG. That's me. So you can find me on TikTok now. You can also, don't forget, email me any performances or anything that got canceled that you still wanted to maybe like sing or dance or whatever it is that you do. And that can go to simplykennedypodcast@gmail.com. You can find my podcast, obviously, everywhere it's available on anchor.fm/KennedyC. Obviously, you're already listening to it somewhere, but if you want to find a full list of where it's available, you can go there, as well as if you want to support the podcast with listener support, that'd be really great. And if you want to send me listener messages, I would love to hear those as well. You can send all of that there. My digital art portfolio is kennedycdigitalart.com. My blog is kennedycblog.com. I also have a YouTube channel. I have weekly videos, lots of fun stuff there. If you're bored, you can go there as well. And that is Kennedy Castillo, so KennedyCastillo. Patreon.com/KennedyCMedia if you want to make a donation to me. That'd be really cool because it takes a lot to keep all this running. I think that's everywhere you can find me, which is a lot of places. So yeah, I'm everywhere. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, I'll be here Thursday again, sending you guys all my love and positivity. Yeah, have a great day. Have a great tomorrow. I'll be back Wednesday. Wow, that was going so smoothly. I'll be back Thursday. All right, thanks.